Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Friday, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Couple things, Vin. First of all, finish Billy Summers. Billy and Summers, Stephen King book. What a book.
Oh, you liked it.
What a book. What a
great.
What a good story. And what a good, it was good. Really good.
Did you see it going where it went?
I did not. And
like
I really liked it. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one I'll think about. And it's, you know, the whole good and evil and
where they go and where that story goes is so gross that you actually are rooting for him, right?
Of course. You're like, of course you are. He's the star of the book.
He has to get that guy. Yeah. He has to.
Yeah. And I don't want to give away anything about the ending, but I feel like what happens is its own kind of justice.
It's really well done, isn't it?
Yep.
Like, I had to go, wait, what's oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Yep. Oh, Yuppers.
He really did that. He did a neat job with that, the way that I thought that went, and then the way that, wow, okay.
Right, because you think something is happening, and then when you're like, oh, that isn't what happened. Okay, so that is one thing.
Yeah.
The second thing is, and I don't want to talk about this too much on the air, because we really haven't been this season. Have you caught up with Survivor?
I watched 3 hours. Well, that's the beauty of Survivor, or on when you record it, is you can, I don't know what that comes down to, 40 minutes?
Well, I'm hoping, right, for each one. Did you watch, because look, it is a great season.
It is, you're right.
And
I watched three episodes yesterday.
It
so
got
I am
super real in the final half hour of the third episode, or the one from this week.
Okay, like, that's not the one I've seen yet. So I've seen, I'm all caught up to this week.
Okay, well, here's what I'm going to say about it then, because I don't want to reveal anything to you, but I do want to say they've done a great job with this season of Survivor. I get it. You, shut up. Don't text us. You don't watch it. It's fine. You should, though. They I can't even imagine Julie Moonves Chen, whatever the hell her name is, being
Chen
able,
Moonves.
Whatever. Thank
we
you.
We don't have to slam Julie.
No, I'm slamming
in
her
order
because
to compliment.
I do. I need to show the dark to show the light.
No, you don't have to do.
I
that.
Do.
You can just say
slamming her.
Is
no,
really good.
I have to.
That's
because
totally irrelevant.
It is. It's
like,
not irrelevant.
Nothing to do with this show.
No, nope. You're right. And thank God she doesn't, because she'd ruin it. Like, she should watch every episode of this and just learn to be a quicker thinker, because Jeff is so tuned in to what everyone is saying. He knows exactly the questions to ask, and they go places on Survivor that transcend the game to the microcosm of society that has been placed on that island at odds with each other and yet depending on each other to survive.
Okay, wait, you got to just tell us what went down. Just tell us.
There was just serious, real talk about black people and white people and what we all bring with us as we walk around the world. It was heavy, but beautiful. I was snuffling. I didn't burst out into tears or anything, but it was moving and it was good. And they've done this so many times too. Like, they don't shy away from this stuff. The hashtag Me Too crap. The transgender guy that was on there who got outed and wound up having to stand there and tell his truth because some a-hole decided it would be good for his game to sell this guy out. They just do a great job of really humanizing the players and making you care about them, and also addressing massive social situations. There's just, I can't wait for you to watch it. I wonder if you'll feel the same way I did. I just thought, wow, this is so much more than a dumb game show. And also, it's a dumb game show.
Yeah, I don't disagree, though, about the way they've handled things. And I don't think they set out to do that. I think you're right. Probst is really good, and he recognizes opportunities.
Yes.
In defense of Julie, I would say.
Don't defend her.
I'm going to. Hold on. Survivor's not live, so they have a minute. Mm. You know, he can go, hold that thought.
Well, I
walk off set.
Right. Talk to the producers and craft a question.
And come back and go, I think I've got a way to make this work for everyone. Rolling.
Right. Well, and maybe they should consider that.
I'm not saying they do that. I'm just saying he has an opportunity. And thankfully, because some of those things are sensitive.
Yes.
And you do want to get it right.
Yes.
And if you are trying to lead the way, so to speak, in dealing with this kind of, set an example and really show, hopefully help people learn. I mean, that's the thing that bums me out about. And I realize we don't actually have a cancel culture in the sense that, you know, yes, a few people very famously have torched themselves, but for the most part, that's not happening to, you know, everyday people every day.
Right.
It's not. And yet, it's nice to see them do a good job with it, set a good example. I like when people are given an opportunity to learn. I have blind spots I'm not entirely aware of that I've been shown, you know, you've shown in a mirror and you go, oh,
yep,
right. Well, I didn't grow up with that and I don't know that. And it's great to see it and I'll do better. Like, that's what I would hope for us as a world.
Right.
You know, so it is neat that they show that stuff.
So they do, and they get pretty deep into it. And then they even go, because I swear to God, I thought in my head, I'm like, this, I think this is absolutely amazing. And there is going to be a percentage of people watching this who are annoyed by it and don't want to hear it. And then Liana, who is she's the young black girl, she and Shan were kind of paired up. She actually, right. Well, you knew that, right?
I did. I'm up to this week's episode.
So she goes, she said, I know that as a fan of the show, that some people are thinking, boy, I wish they were just playing the game and not having these in-depth conversations. Like, she totally acknowledges that she's like, I can see where this is a little crunchy for some people. And she said, but it's important, and she was glad to have been able to explain. Oh, man, this week's episode is the best one of the whole season. Like, I can't wait to talk to you. Hopefully,
well,
Monday you'll have watched it.
Christine, oh, I will. I'll watch it. I'm going to get it done, maybe even today. But so Christina had asked me if I'd seen this week's episode, and I'd stopped up. I'd gotten up to this week's episode, so I haven't.
Well,
so
between vacation week and everything else, it's... You were very much behind.
Yeah, but she also had clearly liked it or didn't. She hasn't said yet, but she definitely was inquiring specifically about that episode. So, right. And I'm glad that they did that. I Liana's one that I'm a little surprised by because she's a young person. And one of the things she said, and look, I get it. It was in passing and I don't think it had anything to do with race at all. But she was talking about one of the players and she was like, God, I just hate that guy's face. I hate him. Like, it seemed a little, no, it seemed really personal.
Yeah.
Really not about gameplay.
Right.
But she was just like, went at this dude.
I remember the thing and I don't remember who she was talking about. Is someone who's gone already?
It's the dude who keeps hanging his bangs out of his dumb...
Xander,
that
yeah.
guy. I don't know what he's doing that with his hair for, but maybe he has a face for punching. He doesn't strike me that way, but clearly he strikes her that way, because
right.
Her comments
yeah,
she
not,
on
she
camera...
She's not into him.
Yeah, I was just like, wow, that was very unenlightened for a young person.
You don't have something nice to say. So you could try not saying anything. I don't know.
You just expect that out of older people. I guess. Maybe I'm crazy in that, you know.
Ah, who knows? You know, look, sometimes, and we say things that we don't mean sometimes too. You're just annoyed by someone and you hate their face. You know, there he is. Oh, he's so pretty. He looks like, you know what he looks like? He's a white guy and he's got kind of like chin length curly locks. And he keeps pulling his buff, they call it, over his head so that just a little bit of hair comes out the front. And he looks like a milkmaid, like in an old fashioned Western. He'd be the lady milking the cow. Like, he's really pretty and just this pretty lock of hair with a lovely curl to it that hangs down over the side of his eye and along his cheek. He's a nice enough kid.
Well, anyway, I do think that you're right, or Liana's right, in that some people, just like on this show, there will always be someone that says, you don't do that, you do this. You know what I mean? We'll get a note that from someone telling us, you're not allowed to talk about that, you do this. And we're like, no, it's our show, and we perform for you. And
unless that note came from Michael Martin, we're going to do whatever we want.
Right. So
unless Michael doesn't like it.
Right, and then we're done. I do think, though, that those kind of steps forward in a palatable presentation on a show that is popularly watched.
Absolutely mass media.
It's very the best possible way to sort of get that out there, because no one's going to tune in today when we talk about race relations for an hour.
Right.
Everyone's going to go, nah.
Boy, that seems heavy. I don't know. But maybe I'll watch Survivor. I know, because you get to know these people. You already have feelings about them. You've seen them as a human being. And you hear their story. And it resonates with you in a much more palatable way.
Right.
As opposed to someone saying, here's how you should think. And here's how I feel about stuff. Here's who I am when I walk into a room. And it was great. I really liked it. And John, the TV and talked for like 20 minutes about it.
The team of four.
Yep.
They've already addressed that quite a bit. Like, we want to play together. We want to do this for our community. It's been a rough year. The guy who I can't do is
Deshaun.
Deshaun. I was going to say D because that's what they call him too. He showed some emotion in the last episode, sort of like 2020 was tough. And then he just goes, hold on.
And there's more tears from him coming up.
Yeah, I mean, but he just really, you clearly see, like, it's tight. It's,
you know,
tense for him.
I was thinking, because on Big Brother, the black people on Big Brother formed an alliance called the Cookout. And, like, on the first, they all looked at each other and went, wow, there's a lot of us. Let's see what
Let's
we can
do.
And they did it, and they stuck together, and they really felt like they had a bigger job to do than just have a black person win the game. They wanted to do it together. And I have to assume that while Big Brother was happening, they were filming this season of Survivor. And I just think it's really interesting that they sort of tried to do the same thing on Survivor, but I think it's a lot harder. I think that the game is harder. Because Deshaun and Shan, they butted heads hard. And so I think that decision was a little bit easier for him to make, because just on a personal level, he was not digging how she was telling him how it was going to be. And
that happens with everybody. There's always the way someone talks to you feels wrong.
Right. And I think if he had sort of overcome that then a black alliance might have worked, but they shot themselves in the foot. As soon as they got rid of Shan, they got rid of a number. Like, hold out for another week until you are in the majority, because I think it was four black people and four not black people.
Shan was a lot.
She was a lot. She was definitely a lot.
And I don't mean to.
No, she was bossy, and she.
I don't mean to always bring it to this, but she was also smoking hot. Like, that's a lady who was in the middle of nowhere and hadn't seen a shower or a toothbrush. And I was still looking at her like, wow, you're gorgeous.
I know. She's.
Yow!
And wait until you see her sitting where
she was. Oh, come out on the jury? I haven't seen that yet.
Well, first of all, Ice Queen. Mad.
Oh, really?
But as the conversation goes on, very interesting change in set of the face.
Oh, really?
Like, really? I'm telling you, it's a great episode.
So she softens throughout. Melts.
I don't know that softening and melting is the way, but for sure, a change in attitude.
All right.
I can't wait to talk to you about it.
Okay, good.
So we'll talk
I will watch it for sure tonight now. So right. I'm ready on Monday.
And so much for us not talking about Survivor too much.
Well, we weren't talking about Survivor. In a sense, we were talking about race relations
yes,
and some real important crap.
Yep. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Oh my God, it's Friday! We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.